one or two developments. John Dean issued this statement a short time ago. You may look at it. From you on is whether or not I associate the White House with a statement. I don't think I can. And they will press me to do that. I'm not worried about that. But from the standpoint of position,
I can just say, oh, that's going to be a scapegoat. Just say, listen, no way going to be a scapegoat.
Call it down.
Monsignor, would you reach your name for me? Can you reach out and call my officer?
Okay, on the scene, Mr. President, there's two comments.
Yeah.
I don't know precisely everything involved there, but certainly your posture at this time is one of finding new information as a result of being misled.
That's right.
And I think we have to be very careful in our decisions not to allow the events to shift us off of that posture. Now, Dean, in my mind, as I said the other day, whatever card he plays cannot be credible if the position of his having misled and provided, if not misleading information, partial information which led to the fact of being easily is discredited, because the fact is that when he sat down with you on the 21st, your assessment of his report and your assessment of his inability to prepare a report at Camp David.
Was that after he been at Camp David on the 21st?
No. He came and talked to you first on the 21st.
But that's the first time
I ever sent him to Camp David to say, okay, John, put it down on paper. Your motive for doing that was to find out what he was talking about. Have him put it down if there is new information and further information. But it was during this period from the 21st through the 17th that in your mind you drew the conclusion that you had been misled. And therefore the statements you made, the statements the White House made was based on incomplete information. And if John Dean is indicted, or if he is charged with pre-bugging knowledge, indeed, you were basing your statements on invalid information provided to you as a result of Dean's assurances, your counsel, who had been, according to your awareness, very much involved in investigating were there any members of the White House staff or administration involved. The initiative is very much as a result of the statement put out the other day in our camp, on our side, in terms of meeting this problem, exemplified by comments by others, exemplified even by, well, Bill Sapphire in his column that they said made the same point.
See, right at the time.
Yeah, right. The Post editorial, even in a roundabout way today, made the point. I don't know what that means, except that they did point out that you are moving to not permit the presidency to be hampered by this process. So
see, the problem we're on with effect saying, Dean's line is a pretty rough line, in a sense. And it's what I talked to Peterson this morning, and I think you should say that I had a hard report from Mr. Peterson. No.
Might be better to say that later.
Say that later. Just say it later. I think he's met with me. It's a daily report from Chuck Peterson on any further developments of this corporation. Dean's line, Ron, for whatever it's worth, is that he was just a messenger boy. That he was an agent, in effect. That's why he's trying to get immunity. They will not give him immunity unless they can get corroborative evidence to nail somebody else higher up. They don't have that yet. He's obviously firing Paul and Gurley. And I asked today the question that took place.
Which is natural.
And he reported to you, too, didn't he? For example, you made those statements. Didn't you call Dean?
Of course. I received all of my guidance from him.
You did?
Of course. We talked about it, but only after I had discussed it with Dean.
And therefore, when I went out and made my press statement, wasn't that based on a talk with you or somebody? But how was that?
No, that was based on the guidance went in, I think, from John Ehrlichman, but it was prepared for him, through the Buchanan process. By Dean.
Sure.
Your statement that you made on the 29th and afterwards was based upon the same information that I used as a White House spokesman, based on information from the council to the
president. We asked the council a specific question, and I said, what do you think he's trying to prove by saying he didn't have a written report, that he wasn't asked to do a report, that it wasn't his job to do a report?
I think what he's trying to say here is that he also had a part in putting into motion the investigation after the 21st.
He did. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I didn't grant you. You're goddamn right you did. He said, look, they're trying to, it's like, for example, hunt and this bunch are trying to blackmail us. We just got to get this thing done. And so I agree.
Well, but you could also, I understand, give him credit, but depending on the game he's playing now, you could have also at that point, which you did, based on what he said to you, question, why in the hell are you sitting down on the 21st after this process has gone on? Why am I finding out about now? And immediately then proceeded to find out what on earth was happening in this place or wherever in the post trial period or the post arrest period.
He will also try to think that he tried to bring up things that he did as counsel prior to that.
Depends on what direction we go here. I have a feeling that
you think the direction could be to discredit the maybe we're going to have to just take it on at some time. Is that right?
That's my sense. At least at this point, depending on what direction he goes.
Yeah. He seems to be taking a pretty rough direction.
Well, this statement today clearly, and I hope that anyone scapegoat doesn't know any of the true facts, clearly indicates he has made a commitment to the I was a messenger boy line. Now, in carrying that out, it's unlikely that he'll get into the other stuff, but he might only solidify the fact that he was a messenger. I don't know his role in that.
Yeah.
Very, an awful lot of merit to that argument.
You see my point?